Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Four people shot dead in Minnesota. We've got the story.
Augusta man shot and killed in Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A woman is shot at a Wichita nightclub. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. Police in Salina are investigating after a man was found dead in his home.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We transition from a very active week to a quiet one with only one chance of rain this week, and it looks like that will be on Thursday. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
House Democrats on the Intelligence Committee will hand off the lead on the inquiry this week to a different House panel.
The House Judiciary Committee is set to hold its first impeachment hearing on Wednesday, with the panel expected to hear from legal scholars. The panel has offered an invitation to President Trump, but he's going to be a no-show. Democrats are investigating whether the president abused his power by pressuring Ukraine to announce an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden while dangling an invite to the White House for Ukraine's president, and also withholding a nearly $400 million military aid package approved by Congress. Wednesday's hearing will explore whether President Trump's actions rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Four people, including two children, were shot dead at a home in Minneapolis Sunday. The two boys were discovered outside, still alive at the time.
Officers, at their own peril, went to those children without any cover and were able to get those two children into waiting squad cars.
So the police spokesman John Elder. Police sent a robot inside the home and discovered the bodies of a man and a woman. Authorities believe the man was the shooter.
Two people injured in a traffic accident south of Derby this morning about 1:15. First responders were called to K-15 and 95th Street South. The report of a car-train collision. It appears a vehicle actually crashed into train tracks. Injuries were described as serious to critical. One of those injured, an 80-year-old woman.
An Augusta man died after being shot early Saturday.
It happened around 5:45 a.m. at a home in the 1200 block of South Main in South Wichita. When officers arrived, they found 24-year-old John Boos Wheeler with a gunshot wound to his chest. He was transported to an area hospital where he died from his injuries. A short time later, a 25-year-old man arrived at an area hospital. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Wichita police say there was a physical disturbance between a 20-year-old male suspect and the two victims. During the fight, the suspect fired his weapon, striking Boos Wheeler and the 25-year-old victim in the arm. The suspect was arrested inside the home without incident. Police say the shooting was not random and is believed to be drug-related. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A woman was hospitalized in critical condition after being shot at a West Wichita nightclub.
Officers responded to a disturbance call about 3 o'clock Sunday morning that took place at the 511 Club, located in the 500 block of West Street. A woman in her 20s was shot by another club patron, stemming from a disruption inside. The woman was taken to the hospital where she is in critical condition. Police do not have any suspects in custody and are asking for any eyewitnesses to come forward. Anyone with information can call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
And police in Salina are investigating after a man was found dead in his home over the weekend.
Police responded to a medical emergency call at a residence in the 1100 block of North 10th Street just before 4:30 Saturday afternoon. When officers arrived, they found 52-year-old Philip R. Grubbs Jr. dead at the scene. Following the initial investigation, police identified 60-year-old Melanie Grubbs as a suspect in the murder. Grubbs was booked into the Saline County Jail on one count of second-degree murder and one count of a felon in possession of a firearm. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with any information on this crime is asked to call Salina Police. Bill Hildebrand, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
What a game for the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs were raring to go. We've got highlights and reaction coming up in sports.
The holiday shopping season may be 6 days shorter this year because of a late Thanksgiving, but it's not slowing down the online buying. That story and more news coming up on Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Dave Trabert from the Kansas Policy Institute says many states spend less than Kansas on education with better results, as shown on state assessment tests. Trabert commented on the John Whitmer Show.
The 2019 state assessment results, which every district takes, shows that 41% of 10th graders in Kansas are below grade level in math. It's even worse in Wichita.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 on KNSS.
Christmas shopping season may be 6 days shorter because of a late Thanksgiving, but it's not slowing down the online buying.
Consumers did some record-breaking shopping online on both Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday, dropping a whopping $11.6 billion. E-commerce behemoths and smaller retailers both seeing an increase in online sales. Experts say the shopping is not done. Consumers are expected to spend even more on Cyber Monday, possibly setting a new record with an estimated $9.4 billion in sales, up 18.9% from last year. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Apple is keeping quiet about details on a news event today in New York City.
Apple hasn't said what their big event in Manhattan today is all about, only to suggest that the computing company will honor its favorite apps and games of the year. While it may be a public announcement of Apple's awards for app developers, it may also be a chance for the company to further highlight Apple Arcade, a subscription-based service for gaming on Apple platforms. Tech insiders are speculating that no new products will be unveiled, but that software for your existing Apple devices could be. The event is not listed on Apple's website, nor are they advertising a live stream. Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning we've got traffic slowdown. Watch out for this. They've got the report of just some very, very heavy traffic right now. Northbound I-235's ramp to southbound I-135, slowing things down. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky across south central Kansas early on, it is a chilly start to the day, then sunny and near 49 for the high this afternoon. Clouds will move in tonight as a weak front pushes through, our low 32, and then mostly sunny on Tuesday with a high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 26 degrees. 26. Kind of chilly out there this morning. 8:11 now, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted. We had a windy day across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 45 degrees, normal high 48. And a wind gust from the northwest clocked at 48 miles per hour near Eisenhower National Airport. Got out a little bit yesterday afternoon, and that wind was brutal. On this date in 1949, Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer hit the pop charts. Of course, fighting 1849. Of course, one of the first songs I can remember learning the lyrics to, and that is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Of course, had a very shiny nose.
Great song.
Great song.
Written by Johnny Marks.
Gene Autry. Today is my son-in-law, Eric Thimmel's, having a birthday today.
Oh, he's a December baby.
Had to say happy birthday to him. I'm sure that is... His coworkers will respond by giving him a large cake and probably have a large money tree where he works at Alan Gibbs and Hulick down there.
Not that.
I'm sure the accountants will all come through. I think he's been asking for just a money tree with lots of money on it. I'm sure that'll fly. Thanksgiving. You have a good Thanksgiving. Your family. You
oh, sure.
Together? Your brothers come up.
Yeah.
Your brother come
yeah,
up from
had
Texas.
The whole family there.
Gosh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
yep.
great. And nobody got into an argument or anything?
Oh,
well, good, good, good.
No.
We had our family Thanksgiving Saturday, actually.
Very
got
nice.
Everybody together at my brother Jerry and Dorothy's house. And
the great turkey, the potatoes and gravy, all the trimmings. Oh, man.
That's
a great, great Thanksgiving.
Well, that's what the holiday is for.
What it's all
get
about.
Get together with family and
that's what it's all
stay
about.
Close.
All right, Ted, 8:12 now, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted, and the impeachment inquiry continues this week with more hearings scheduled. And we want to see what's next in the process. And we've got Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while since we went through the impeachment process, but what's going to happen next this week?
Well, the House Judiciary Committee is going to take the lead on impeachment now. It had been in the House Intelligence Committee, and that's a significant step because if articles of impeachment are drafted, that's where it's going to happen, and they would be voted upon there and then sent to the House floor. And still the timing looks to be pretty tight, looking at the next couple of weeks. Maybe there will be a hearing on Wednesday and another one next week. And the latest is that the White House was asked to participate in Wednesday's hearing, but in fact, they have said they're not going to participate. They say that this is still an illegitimate process. They signaled, though, Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel, signaled that the White House may be willing to cooperate in the future, given certain conditions, one of them allowing Republicans to call additional witnesses. Now, technically, in the judiciary, they can call witnesses, but it's all subject to the chairman, who's obviously a Democrat, so they probably wouldn't get what they want. So they want more, what they're saying, fairness in the process. But as far as a timeline is concerned, it's full speed ahead for a Christmas impeachment.
Well, that was my next question. We always have the same question on anything like this. Are they going to get it done before Christmas? What do you think?
It could be. I mean, I would say ask me next week.
Right. Right.
I think as it stands right now, Democrats are acutely aware that they're on a timeline here with the Iowa caucuses. Being right up at the first week of February, they need to get this done because so many of the senators who would be trying to run for office will be required to be at the Senate trial, which we expect to take place sometime in January. And I've heard it could be that it runs 2 weeks. I've heard it could run up to 8 weeks. And I'm hearing it could be 6 days a week. So everyone thought they were beat after, those impeachment hearings in the House. We really need to get a rest over the holidays because this is really going to be, if it makes it that far, it'll be round the clock.
You almost feel like no matter who's saying what, that there will be a vote up or down on impeachment in the House coming up at least before Christmas. We think so anyway, right?
We think so. But again, get with me, about a week, and I'll give you an update on what I think about that.
That's not fair.
Well, just watching as it rolls along.
Yeah, we had our representative, Dr. Marshall, on with us this morning, and he was talking about they want to get some of this trade. He's a Republican, of course, wants to get the trade package done and some things like that. And he says the voters are getting a little restless about that.
Right. Yeah, they are. And I think that, when you look at, the polling here, too, it's remained pretty static with the Real Clear Politics average of polls, 44% saying yes, impeach or remove, 45% saying no. So we're pretty deeply divided. You look at independents, and it's a division as well, 44% say yes, remove, 45% no. So almost the same as the Real Clear Politics average.
Wow.
So not a whole lot of movement over the weeks.
All right, listen, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington, D.C., talking about what's going on next in the impeachment inquiry process, as it were. It's 8:16 now. Steve and Ted here at KNSS. And I alluded to this earlier, Ted, but I've got my chance to go down and see the new library this past week, and it's pretty. There's a lot to it. You can take out DVDs free of charge and keep, and things like that. And I got a new library card that the one I had was signed and it didn't have a barcode or anything. It was very low tech. And they gave me a dirty look.
Gosh.
Like, when did you get this? When Coolidge was in office? And I've had a library card.
How long have you had that?
A long time. I got a brand new one in my pocket, though.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I'm up to date
now. Fancy.
I'm somebody. My name's in the phone book and I got a library card. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time here on a Monday morning, and Ted's got some real good news about the Chiefs, right, Ted?
Yeah, yesterday, big game, a division game, first place in the balance. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders going at it in Arrowhead. First home game in a month for the Chiefs. Would they be in good form after the bye week, or would they be rusty? Well, I think we'll go with the former.
Okay.
Chiefs were ready to go. You heard the game yesterday. Mitch Holtis had the call right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The power back, they've got LeSean McCoy. 24-0 Chiefs, 6:56. Chiefs with some redemption here. Counter pitch, it goes to McCoy. Gets a block, easy touchdown. A walk-in touchdown to the near side by LeSean Shady. McCoy on a counter pitch. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That kind of typified the game. The Chiefs made it look easy yesterday against the Raiders. Chiefs 40, Raiders 9.
Troy, of course, if the Chiefs get a real good running game going along with Mahomes, wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
That's the
real tough.
And get the defense going.
Right.
Which it was yesterday. Chiefs defense was brought the A game. Special teams was dominant over the Raiders as well. Chiefs did not get any flags. Zero penalties.
Really?
Against the Chiefs. First time that's happened in 45 years.
No kidding.
As the Chiefs beat the Raiders for the seventh year in a row in Arrowhead. And Kansas City now in the standings, it's a two-game lead over Oakland. But Kansas City has beaten them twice, so it's more like a three-game lead with four games to go in the division.
Wow.
So Chiefs are in a good spot. They are the number four team right now in the conference with a month to go. And good job by the Chiefs. A lot of good things happening yesterday. Remarks from Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
I'm proud of the guys, the coaches. I mean, they did a nice job. But it comes down to the players. They, you know, mindset. They put their mind to it and did a nice job. You know, the AFC West is an exciting thing. So to have an opportunity to play the Raiders, I think John has done a heck of a job, with that team. Things get away from you in this league. But he's done a nice job there.
And the offense deftly guided by Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes.
I think our standard for ourselves is to score on every single drive. And so anytime we don't do that, we feel like we fell short. I mean, I think the biggest thing is going out there and finding a way to win football games. I mean, we've been kind of known in these last few years of scoring all these points and putting up all these numbers. But when your defense is playing like that and they're getting the ball back to you, it's about not trying to turn the ball over and about scoring points whenever you get the opportunity to.
All right, big win for the Chiefs, now 8-4 on the season. The other two teams in the division at the bottom, the Denver Broncos hosting the Los Angeles Chargers yesterday. Broncos win it 23-20 on a last-second field goal, starting at left corner for the Broncos. Former Kansas Jayhawk Chris Harris was all over the place with 7 tackles. Starting offensive left guard for the Broncos, the former Kansas State Wildcat rookie Dalton Reisner. On an offensive line, it paved the way for 84 yards on the ground, did not allow any sacks. Dalton Reisner has played 12 games in the NFL. He started all 12 of them.
Wow.
As a rookie out of K-State. Nice. And Devontae Harris out of Wichita South High School also got some playing time on the Broncos defense yesterday. Broncos get the win 23-20. We, on Monday nights, of course, that means it's Coach's Show night for the Shockers. Back-to-back Coach's Shows tonight. WSU basketball coach with head men's coach Greg Marshall at 6 o'clock, then women's coach Keitha Adams at 7 o'clock. Both on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Shocker men back from their trip to Mexico last week. I'm sure there will be some stories to tell. And the Shocker women are on a 4-game winning streak right now, including a win over the Oklahoma Sooners over the weekend. So, nicely done for the Shockers, and they'll talk about that all tonight. And then after the coaches' shows are finished up, we'll go over to Monday Night Football in Seattle, where the Seahawks are hosting the Minnesota Vikings in a good matchup between two teams that are hoping to make the playoffs in the NFC and are in playoff position right now. And that'll also be on Sports Radio KFH tonight. We got K-State men's basketball tonight. The Wildcats at home in Manhattan hosting winless Florida A&M. K-State is a 24-point favorite over the Rattlers at 7 o'clock tonight in Manhattan. Friends University basketball home tonight. Friends men and women hosting Bethany. Women start at 6 o'clock, the men after that. And in the NBA yesterday, the Toronto Raptors win at home, beat the Utah Jazz 130-110. Starting point guard for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, 21 points, 11 assists, 5 3-pointers, 4 for 4 at the free throw line.
Wow.
Score at halftime in this game was 77 37 at halftime. That's the eighth biggest halftime lead in NBA history. The Raptors, you don't go into Toronto and beat the Raptors. They are 9-0 at home. They are on a seven-game winning streak right now, and they're the third-best team in the NBA. Defending champs are really revving things up, and Fred VanVleet is a big part of that. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, energy and job creation. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.